If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
This might work.
He'll work out.
Okay.
Oh, it's catchy. It's a good one.
Okay.
It's a good one. Uh-oh, we got to remix it.
Paige is doing her dance that I did in slow motion yesterday.
That's you don't even know what kind of eggs
that's
I made.
Running on the treadmill.
I would be a DJ that would be like playing like memes. I'd be remixing it with like you just did. You don't even know what kind of eggs him is. You don't even know what kind of eggs him is.
I'd be on the elliptical with this one. Get it. Get
shout
it.
Shout out to Baylin. Tap that.
I'm Bay pregnant.
God, her best tics are on her Instagram that you don't see on TV.
I know. And in a perfect world, we could play it. Because it's not that bad what she says. Just the way she says it. She
I have
says
a
it in the
penis.
No. Do you?
That's my favorite part of the tick.
She is very blessed in the chest, you could say.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
And she will make reference to that.
While clutching them.
Yeah. She was like, wow, hang on now.
I shouldn't watch that show. What if I started doing
it? God, what show?
Dude, I'm telling you, watching it can almost
cause you know the ticks.
You know how my therapist, and I shared this with you on there, my therapist said that early YouTube really kind of, for lack of a better term, screwed with a lot of teenagers' heads because it was non-corporate controlled reality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was just a presentation, not filtered, and a lot of attribution of, I don't want to get into all that stuff, but, you know, trying to figure out who you really are as a person kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not a whole lot of positive influences.
Very impactful to young kids, and again, parents, you know, that was the babysitter, and it caused a lot of harm, too.
It's taking away those moments, too, that you would have...
Naturally.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't show my son how to shave. He watched YouTube. He was already doing it. I was like, wow, okay.
See, that's great.
Probably learn how to do it right.
God.
It could be true. But yeah, then again, I don't have to have the sex talk with you, too. So
I've learned so much on YouTube. I'm not taking a jab at you. It's just like if you wanted to replace your battery, I had to Google that to see which side goes where. I don't know these things. Nobody sat me down.
What do you mean? Like in the car?
Yeah, negative or positive. Oh, which one's the red or the black side? I had to learn that by myself.
Well, I mean...
Which is empowering, too, I guess, you know, if you think about it.
I still, to this day, and feel free to lambaste me. Not you, Paige. You've been rough today.
I'm sorry.
She really has.
But I still sometimes think lefty loosey, righty tighty. Really do. That should be like muscle memory. You know,
the God it works. It's like you immediately think about it.
Like I get a lock at the farm that, if you ask me right now what the combination is, I don't know it. But when I get that lock in my hand, it's muscle memory. It's
that's
like
crazy.
Explain that though, like my. my brain.
It's crazy you wouldn't have a key because I would forget the combination.
Okay, here's one.
Well, I have it written on a tree nearby. So if I ever forget, I can look at it. No,
when
I'm kidding.
Someone goes, go get me a wrench. Okay.
Like, well, but you then, want a thumb wrench crescent? Like,
no, but then I had to find out what an Allen wrench is to fix something. And I learned that I didn't have an Allen.
I don't know Allen.
I don't know.
Why is his wrench
an Allen wrench? I bring you a wrench. That's not the wrench I need. I need an Allen wrench.
There's a fine line between Paige doing it, between like you want to learn a couple things for survival, but you don't want to like overboard and go butch with it and like, you know, learn every tool and, like how they work.
Thank you.
It's intimidating it is. If
what's this thing that doesn't have the screwy part? You know, I would be like, I don't know what
the screwy part.
You know, like the wrench, the screwy part on. I don't know. I'm not a tool man.
And that's good. I mean, to me, it's intimidating that if the woman can do all the fixing and repairing stuff and I can't. Like that's just me. It's intimidating to me.
It's just there's got to be a balance to it. And they're like, there's not. Now you can call that old fashioned. But it just seems weird that, like, you know, if she knows more about me than, like, doing manly stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Manly stuff, though.
I mean, is there a way that with shaving that it's like maybe cutting a turkey? Do you go with the grain, against the grain? I don't know.
But I didn't even, like, as far as, like, the shaving goes.
When you carve a turkey, you got to do it right because somebody always says you go with the grain or against. I don't know. I don't carve turkeys.
I didn't think about it until he was already doing it. And I'm like, oh, I never taught you how to shave. He's like, I watch YouTube. I was like, well, that's partly my fault, too. But I'm like, it's just.
See, there's got to be some of these. Not all influencers are bad, man. Mm-hmm. Like, some of these people, like, they sit there and say, all right. There's somebody out there who was not a good parent and taught their kid how to shave. My dad was one of them. He didn't teach me. He had a beard. He didn't teach me how to shave. I didn't shave with a straight razor till I got out of college. Like, I used clippers on my face, dude.
Oh, wow.
Like, what that did to the skin was, like, awful.
But chew it up.
But something simple like that, like, we just, oh, well, everybody knows how to do that. And people put them on there. Got 5-6 million views because somebody didn't know how to do it.
I'm going to start. It sounds stupid.
I love learning more as I get older. Cause
that's what I was going to say.
I did not pay attention as a kid.
I don't think
to a lot.
Like, I feel like he's going to, at some point, there's an age to where he wants to start learning a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm waiting for that to happen. Yeah. Like, I'll start showing you.
Like with shaving your legs as a girl, I don't ever think I asked for permission to do it. I just started.
I have a question about that, and this could be dirty.
Yeah.
As far as like, you know. Oh, God. As far as shaving,
it was kinda too quick to have that question ready. I mean, I can't imagine. This one's been building.
Boo-boo grooming.
Yes, I've always wondered about this with both, you know, male and female. As far as, like, you know, shaving certain areas, you don't think to do that, right? Like, you know somebody that did it or you were told to do it.
I bet you that's hard. That's been...
I don't think my mama...
Any women over the age, I think, 35... There's been cycles of that.
Yeah.
There's been like trends of that. Like that's where like trends caught on with like shaping pubic hair. Right, Paige?
Yeah.
But that could start too young too, right?
Shush.
I'm just saying, like, I don't think that's something you figure out how to do.
Okay, say.
You don't think to.
So I equate this with shaving all that stuff with bathing suits. Like, you don't want...
Man, I know what you're going to say.
You don't want any hair going above the bikini line. Or
you don't want to look like you got buckwheat in a headlock.
You don't. Okay, you can translate. That's okay. And you don't want any hair you don't want any spillage out on the legs part of your bathing suit.
God bless.
So you need to, if you're hairy.
Go back to 30.
If you're hairy, then you need.
They beautiful.
Somebody needs you to need teach to get you how to do that. You know?
Did your mom tell you, like, hey, you need to, like, maintain that?
Never.
But she didn't tell. Okay. Because I would imagine.
She never sat me down. The only talk my mom ever had was she was sending me to camp. And she put a box of tampons and a box of pads in my luggage.
And didn't tell you what it was?
No, she sat me down. She said, you may get your period and this may happen while you're in camp and I just want you to be prepared. And if you get it, just, you know, you need to be ready.
Does she...
Dang.
Did she... This is... Did she, like, show you how to administer?
Yeah.
Yikes.
I mean, she told me everything.
Yeah. Oh, but not like, you know, like a
like demonstration. If I woke up a woman.
She wasn't naked and showing me.
If I woke up tomorrow as a woman, I would not have do that. I wouldn't do at all.
We read the box.
I would not do the one. The one, I don't even, the one, do people still do that one a lot? Like the, that one? Oh, God.
Plus, if I use two, is that extra absorbent?
It seems like something that should have progressed a little more not using tech, but like.
Yeah.
It just seems so antiquated that that's still.
Well, what else? I don't know.
I know it's.
No, like, what else would it be?
I know. Because
you can't keep it in. I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, I know.
But like, didn't you have a like friend that like showed you like, hey, girl, look what I did?
And yeah, because my friends and were older than I was.
I mean, I think that a friend would comment, you really need to shave your legs because you're hairy or something like that.
Maybe it's something you. But look, you know. I've said it joking around. There's YouTube videos for anything as long as you put educational.
Oh, yeah.
There's like self-breast exams and then even shaving habits like grooming.
But my mom never sat me down about grooming or anything. She would probably comment if I looked bad. She did tell me, you need to wear a better bra or take like, shopping.
Hello, like they don't make them that big yet, Mom.
When I was younger.
You need a new boulder holder.
You go to Metromont and get a new bra.
Like, I was not shown how to shave. I was not really shown how to drive well because it took me 6 times to get my license. But I was showed how to shoot a gun when I was 7.
Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, that's no joke.
That's important.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going
to
show a gun.
Shout out to the Greer Drag Strip.
You better be prepared to hurt somebody. That's what my daddy said.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody barn door was referenced too. Not that I had my zipper down, but I couldn't hit the broadside of one. Open. Something like that.
Yeah, broadside of a barn.
Yeah. God. Oh, man. You know what?
YouTube's raising
I'd like
kids.
To shout out to women right now. Women, especially moms. Because I can't, like, if Fatboy,
yep.
Shoe on the other foot, and there's some kind of explanation, some kind of story that you got to tell your son. Like, that's.
Just think, your mother had to potty train you. And that might have been pretty difficult because you didn't want to go
in
the
little...
Well,
she didn't do so hot because I just went on myself.
You didn't want to go in the little toilet. You wanted to stay in diapers for the rest of your life.
It just depends on what it is.
It's depends. Cute. I like what you said there. That was good.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Morning Show.
What a great song.
It really is.
I saw them in concert.
Really?
Jake Isles Band, yeah.
Wow.
Can't see him anymore. Old Jake Isles passed away.
He's gone. Yeah.
This is the very last episode of Eastbound and Down. We're just driving off.
Baby.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's the song they used in the last episode.
Yeah, with the one.
After the Star Wars thing he was doing. It was weird.
Oh, wow. Okay. We've got a bunch of people on hold. Let's get to some of these phone calls. I'm not going to say I prefer any over any others, but family drama from Anonymous always strikes me as something that's going to be fun. Anonymous with family member issues. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
Can't complain, honestly. I mean, to be honest, but
yes.
Basically, so what happened yesterday was Amazon had made a snafu, if I could say that, in my order, and they had sent me some extra CDs that I didn't like. I had ordered, but for some reason they're bad about giving you like an extra copy for free, which is cool. But
you talking about like a compact disc?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
wow.
Going like old school, kinda.
Like, how do you play it?
Do you have a CD player?
Yes, I got a whole stereo and everything.
That's cool.
Nice.
Are you calling for the
past? Yeah, I prefer disc. I mean, shoot, I've even got cassette tapes. So
he's calling for the past. He just said, shoot, doesn't realize that could trigger people.
He loves the discs.
He's calling from the year 1992.
With what's that disc changer.
Hey, tell Bill Clinton to watch out for that Monica Lewinsky chick.
She's going to turn out hot, though.
Tell her not to ever wear the blue dress. Wear white dresses only.
Tell him she's going to knock that weight off, too. He might want to go back for a second.
Now, and tell him not to kill all those people, he and Hillary.
Oh, God.
All right, so what's the family drama, though, man? What happened yesterday?
So, basically, I had messaged my cousin, and I was like, hey, man, I was going to tell him that I had gotten some extra CDs because it was like a Slayer CD, Pantera box set, and nice. The Odd Man Out of the Group. It was a Shenandoah Greatest Hit.
Hey, man.
That must have been an EP.
About 10 songs, no joke. But, yeah. So I was going, like, I knew he liked like that kind of stuff, and I was like, well, it's like, I was going to message you and see, like, you know, hey, I've got extra copies. You want these? Whatever. Well, before I could get to that, he jumps down my throat with, you called me, I think it's something like inbred hillbilly on Facebook because I voted for Trump. And just like he went off, and I was like, dude, I was like, it was a joke. Like, I post like a lot of like political memes.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people with like that South Park sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing is sacred.
Right, like the thing we were kind of alluding to earlier about how you want to call somebody something, but it's not necessarily reflective of what people think that word might mean.
Right, and I wasn't even calling him that. I posted a meme, and he saw it and got mad. Uh-huh. Well, he just kind of went on this whole spiel about how da-da-da, and I was like, dude, I was like, we can disagree on politics, but, I mean, that don't mean we can't get along with music and stuff.
Right.
Like, I've been really close to this guy, too. I didn't know there was an issue between us.
Right.
I'd even told him before. I was like, we disagree on politics sometimes, but I was like, but I respect you as a person. I think you're a good dude.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you as my family member. And he just went nuts, and I used a bunch of words I'm not going to repeat here because I get knocked off, but basically just went off. And
but just to figure this out, though, so we don't want to put labels on there, but you're on this side of perhaps the left and he's the right?
I'm like a moderate libertarian.
But what side is he representing?
He's borderline like anarchist. Oh, if we're being honest.
So which side?
I would say to the right.
Okay.
Which doesn't make sense, because I don't know why you'd like Trump if you act like an anarchist.
No, you wouldn't want any government.
Still. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants to disagree anymore about anything. It's just like, it's always the thing that ends whatever's going on. Friendships.
Oh, no, you mean agree to disagree. People
yeah,
disagree like like it's on trend now. I mean, that's
but like they can't move past it, you
right?
Know?
Right. Well, I mean, it's if it's something that you're very what's the word I'm looking for? Passionate about,
yep.
And it's going to cause an issue. Like if you're if you know the whole house divided thing. If she went to Clemson and I went to South Carolina, but like down deep. Like, is it going to cause a problem down the road? Probably not, you know? But
no.
If they're real, like, well, I donate to IPTE. Well, I used to have a cocky box or whatever it was called. What's it called?
That's what it.
It called? That everybody called a cocky box.
That's the suite at the games.
I thought it was something with the caboose.
Oh, the cock caboose.
Cock caboose. You know, something like, there's going to be an art, but it's not going to be like the be-all, end-all. But somebody who's an agnostic being with a Christian, that would probably be difficult.
Now, I will tell you, I will avoid people I know is gonna I'm going to have an argument with over whatever, just because we'll disagree.
Yeah.
Like, I just won't start a conversation.
Like, you have the friend, and tell me if I'm overstepping. Did you not say, Fat Boy, you had a friend that you had to mute or whatever because he kept posting on how much he loved his wife?
Yeah, it was, I mean, but it was like, overkill to the point of
right.
Like you couldn't talk to him about it. It was
yeah.
I mean, and that's there are other examples too, but that was I couldn't really explain like how that was just it was overtly like pandering.
Yeah. So
he's a simp too. You big simp.
That's your word now. You love it. So what? How did this end? Did he say I don't consider you family anymore? I'm blocking you from calling me or what?
Goodness.
He pretty much, not in exactly those words, but basically he was like, I told him, I was like, well, I was like, that's your loss if you don't want to, like, you know, be around me anymore. And I said, you know, I've taken up with you to, like, family members because he's had, like, some issues. And we'll just, that's all I'll say, some issues in the past. And I'm a recovering alcoholic myself. And he brought up when I said I've taken up for you with family members and stuff. He's like, I don't care how many family members you've taken up me for. I've heard what you said about one particular family member. And the thing was, I was like, I used to be a bad, like really bad drunk. And I was under the influence, like really bad when I did that. And I kind of thought he would kind of be sympathetic to that, having had some issues in that realm kind of.
Right.
And I was just kind of like, okay, I was going to write him back and be like, look, I still don't hold any ill will towards you. But right as I went to type back, it said not available on Messenger. So I knew then. I was like, okay.
It all got blocked. But, you know, he was probably, like, you know, grasping for straws and just looking for cheap shots to throw at you at the end there.
Oh, yeah.
All this over Shenandoah CD, by the way. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Like, did he not? So he didn't want the CD because of your political affiliation. That's wild,
that's
man.
That's silly.
That's kind of wild. But then again, remember, we did a, we won't say too much here because I don't want to, it's Friday. I don't want meetings. But we did a charitable event one time for a local charity that when they found out that it was coming from us, would not accept. And this was money.
Sizable amount of money.
They did not want it because they thought that our type of humor was not on brand with their charity. And I was like, all right, well, look those people in the face today when y'all run out of food.
They turn out
a lot. Or when you run out of blankets or whatever, and tell them why they don't have it now because our money, our listeners' money is not for you. It sucks. Anyway.
I do. Yeah, I think I know the organization you're talking about, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, a lot of times we as people are going through hot times, baby, and we don't know how to like articulate that, and we will use politics or the weather or financial situations as the reason for the reason why we lash out against others. You know, it's like traffic. You sit there and you will go nuts on somebody in traffic, but just think like. It's just because the day, it's the way the day went, and this is just the last straw kind of thing. So,
have you thought about driving to see him? And
also, family's overrated. Let's remember that, guys.
It really is.
No.
I see him in person.
I thought about it, but let's just put it this way: I don't think he'd like to get a visit from the ATF. So I kind of want to.
Oh wow!
Stay away. Yeah, we're talking like. Extreme, so I'm like, no, I think I'm just gonna stay over here, and
it's probably,
you know, like if I saw him like in public or something, right. Yeah, I'd probably try to talk to him. And then if he didn't want to, then I would just walk away and be done with it.
This might be a blessing in disguise, to be honest with you, because he's, like, let me ask entrenched.
Not referring to your family member, and I'm just something I've thought about several times, and I feel right now is a good time to ask it. Do you look at people, not everyone right now, do you look at someone who described as an anarchist and think they're just, like, suicidal? Like, honest to God, like, it's a don't give a crap kind of thing.
I feel like it's a misused term, like it's really broad and
anarchist.
I think that there is possible that that could be, there's some mental stuff in there.
Yeah, and it like combines online with groups of, and I think that's another mismanaged kind of thing. I don't know. Who knows how to fix it? Anonymous, I mean, like, you tell your, who's it, a brother, an uncle?
Cousin. I mean, it happened for a reason. It
bonus
seems
dad,
like,
so. Someone. Just
bonus let it, cousin? Bonus bro?
Screw it. Let it go. That's on them, man.
Yeah.
That's, if I'd had them. 2 dozen roses, you know.
Yeah, he might have changed his mind.
Back to Shenandoah. Hey,
y'all have a good one. RIP Gene Hackman. King of guys. Oh, nice.
The dog, too.
Oh. Sucks, man. Damn. All right, my friend. Have a good day.
Don't forget the dog. Somebody texted in the German Shepherd they had was locked in the closet. I might have to go research that.
Oh, that.
As far as Gene Hackman goes.
See, I read this, probably the same thing you did, Fat Boy, that everyone was in different rooms, and then the other dog was outside, and the dog outside was fine.
Yep. And the maintenance man could not get in the house. Like, he didn't have access.
I know. I don't want to hear that 911 call either. I read the transcript from him. I'm like, I could not. I hate to sound like a
woman. Oh, I heard a portion of it.
He's like, damn, man. Damn, man. Like, every room just kept getting worse. Oh.
Yeah, you can see her through the window, allegedly.
I would be the last responder. That's who I'd be.
The worst responder.
The worst responder.
We decided that.
That's
years
right.
Ago.
It was the worst responder.
When you pulled up on the wreck and, like, you know,
Thomas Pugh. Sick. Yeah. Okay.
You get back in the car.
Yeah, I'm not the one for that.
No, that's okay.
I said, man from the Rise Guys, he's going to help us. Help us, man. Oh, he just puked on my leg.
He just puked on my wound, dude.
Yeah. He ralphed in my wound.
Bad. I think you.
I just got shot with a gun in the ass and he puked in it.
You'd pull somebody out of a car.
If it's family or friends, I could do it. If it's a stranger, I can't.
What if it's a big family member? It's going
to
be hard to do.
I like to think that I would, but I know how that mind over matter stuff goes.
You wouldn't give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
It would depend on, you would have to be a chick, and then what do you look like?
Save a life. In the moment. It's like when, you know, like that video of that woman picking that car up off the kid. Like, that strength. Yeah.
It's a special kind of strength.
And it's like, where does that come from, and how can we harness that and use it all the time?
This is a kid.
Why can't I have that at the gym today? You know?
You might get it.
Bull crap.
Have a bite of this protein bar. You'll get it.
Yeah. Fat Boy's eating a Snickers protein bar, literally, right now.
Check the sugar content before you stuck that in your mouth.
God. He prefers the Coca-Cola with the cocaine in it, like they used to say.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Oh, man, there's a third one.
I'm going to piss the balls off today. Hey, what are you doing, fatty? He hates UB40.
Oh, this isn't Fine Young Cannibals.
No.
Is that a man?
That guy from UB40, like, were they British or whatever? Because he sung kind of like a reggae guy.
Yeah, they're British. Ivory Madonna.
He could get away with it.
He's like, man, let me tell you something. When Red Red Wine came out, we had to play that all the time, and I hate it. I hate UB40. Here they are.
Dude, this in 2 months, we can celebrate FB40. Yeah. You turn 40.
In 2 months?
Look at that.
No, he turns 41. I don't remember.
I take it, man.
I don't.
Is your birthday okay, March good. Or May?
She doesn't know. Yeah, his birthday is in March.
March.
That yours is in April. Yours, Paige.
Does she have a big one? Do you have a big one? I've already had my big one.
I have two big ones.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do.
I don't know if that was intentional or not.
Yeah, it is. Oh. Look at her. She's been cheeky all day.
Cheeky?
You cheeky bastard.
Dude, why is it when a woman does it, she's cheeky or saucy, but if a guy makes jokes like that, he's being a perv?
You're nasty.
I know.
You're being a pervo. She's being naughty. Saucy.
It's like I'm just trying to, you know, recognize what you already have. God, I don't want to sound dickish.
Oh, please.
But
well, that would only be 2.5 hours long.
You seem to forget a lot of stuff.
Who, me?
Yeah. But like I'm just curious about what you hold is, because we have limited capacity to, you know, for memory.
What are you drawing off of though? Like did I just forget something?
Well, like, yeah, you don't know how old I am.
Oh, well, I mean, not, then, that's like, not that you don't mean anything to me or anything. It's
and then,
just,
like, I told you four times last week when my birthday was, like, within an hour, and then you
and just, I knew just now. It's in March.
Yeah, yes. But, like, there are other things we'll talk about, too, that I feel like you don't retain as quickly.
Yeah,
it's kind of curious how
you
that
know
works.
Everything about him. Like, you know his friends or what they do, and then Matt, man.
Well, he doesn't have any except Rico.
Like, yes, because wives don't count. You can't say, you know, my husband or my wife's my best friend. That's, you're doing them like, a disservice.
What if I forgotten this morning, though?
I'm trying to think, like.
Oh, except how old you are. Well, I mean, you are 40. You're going to be 41, correct?
No.
You're going to be 40.
He doesn't want to say, does he?
Why? That's you're going to be 42.
42.
Okay.
Big 42. But it will be other stuff too, to where, like, I can't think of a specific example.
You're catching me. This is a time of day when I don't fully wake up till about 9:10.
Yeah. I'm not baking you a cake either.
Oh, come on.
They're going to bump us to middays.
Okay, Paige made me a birthday cake
I know,
one year.
But
and
that
I
made
was
me
on
feel
a
so
diet
bad.
Hardcore. I was on a hardcore diet.
Oh, well, she should have known that, you know.
But it got eight.
It was, okay, it was a red velvet cake that I worked hard on. It was.
And I told you.
And with sour cream dressing that Oh, dressing.
What?
I'm sorry.
It got
frosting.
Eight. He said it got eight.
It got eight.
It was fresh.
I know,
yummy.
But I would, you know.
I felt bad.
Well, I felt bad.
I wanted to make you happy.
But I was. Oh.
And I made you. I could have potentially killed you.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And that's not good because you don't give.
She flashed me on my birthday.
You don't give
one year.
Diabetic a birthday gift.
She really did.
That's rude.
We dared her to do it, and she really did it.
What was that like? Like, can you still see it?
I wish Google Glasses was around then.
It's disturbing.
I couldn't sit down and draw it right now.
I mean, look.
I wouldn't do it justice.
They're big now, but they're probably bigger than.
She mooned me is what it was.
That's what it was.
No, she didn't.
Was it a dirty moon? Or
she flashed me real quick in just a fun, friendly coworker kind of way. I think she did it. I think she did it more or less because we kept saying, you won't do it. You won't do it. You ain't going to do it. You won't do it.
We did it.
Yeah, I will too. There
was
we go.
I married then? I can't believe it. I think I was.
Yeah, but you know.
Yes, you were.
You want to be, I mean, look.
Yeah, I mean, me and you like cool. Brother and sister.
Like if we wanted to, you know, flash each other right now, you know,
nothing
like.
Nothing would happen.
Care. I'm wearing pearl snaps. I could do it quick.
Like if I pop one out, like who's going to care? I mean, come on.
My lingerie doesn't match my outfit, so I'm not doing it.
You're wearing lingerie right now?
I should be wearing black if I'm wearing a black shirt, but I'm not.
As long as the carpet matches the drapes, you know this. Or you can wax the floors, that's cool too.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be.
Wait a minute. And so, what are you referring to though?
I'm not matching anywhere. So I'm wearing like white bottoms and a gold bra. It doesn't make any sense.
Jesus. I'm telling you.
What's wrong with that though? Like, why? As a man, have you ever got a woman's clothes off and say, wait a minute. Put your clothes back on. Your panties and bra don't match.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. Looks better on the floor.
Like,
always
just
say.
Don't wear the panties and you're going to save time
clean.
Later.
They're clean.
I'm not a big lingerie guy. Like, it doesn't
well,
really do
unless
anything.
Unless your wife's
me.
Out of town.
Like, I mean, I don't.
That is so true.
I don't, like care, really. It's not.
Well.
It's not really a thing.
Okay, this is odd. I was with a man, and he liked. Like stockings with garters.
Yeah.
And he actually had them in his closet.
Now that's weird.
Told me to go put that on.
No.
I said, no. Listen. And I said, I think I need to go home.
He sounds like a late blooming groomer.
He sounded like if he had them in his closet that he would wear it himself.
Well, not that, but like he had it already prepared. And he's like, it's in my closet. Go put them. That's weird.
Or he's got like. Put the lotion on the skin like he's a serial killer.
That's what if he wanted you to wear like his dirty like BVDs? Is that a thing that happens?
Reversed. Put the back in the front.
No, like, that would be weird.
I want you to wear my dirty underwear.
Oh my God.
Right now,
David Blaine, is that you? I can't tell.
I think it is.
It is David Blaine.
I think.
A pair of dirty drawers.
Besides that being weird and me leaving, you know, because we were just like, I liked him. We were kissing and he goes, do you want to fool around? He goes, I want to show you something. And I went, I'm going to go home. Not comfortable.
See, I'm not a fan of like the big, like a 5-6 piece kind of lingerie outfit. But I like stockings on a woman. And, also the bodysuits. God bless.
But the presentation of those have to be like, you know, top notch, right?
The bodysuits without the crotch or.
The one that fastens in the crotch.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't want to quote the famous P1 Looper, but, like, you don't want to see any of that going on as far as, like, you know, pulling things to a certain direction.
So
it's kind of trash.
I'm not a – you know what? Truthfully, I'm not a fan of that. Now, if it's one of them spontaneous kind of sessions where that could be so.
It's kind of worse, right? Like, it's really – well, I guess it's trashy either way. It just seems like it is.
I mean, somebody's got – it's not – I mean, somebody's going to sit there and just hold the door open. Like, it's. I mean, it's not, like, comfortable.
I mean, that's the worst part of an adult movie, to be honest with you.
Right?
She's getting undressed. I'm like, I don't
know. And she's, like, just. She takes off even. Oh.
Well, you should appear naked already.
I tell you one of my pet peeves, and this is going to. Tell me if this is sexist, Paige. I don't like when a woman leaves her bra on during sex.
It's not believable. I mean,
what
are you doing?
I just don't like it. I'm talking about, like, in real life. I'm like,
why would you take it off?
Take it off.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to be graphic, but
please.
Please. How come?
Oh, it's going to be good. You know it's going to be good.
How come All right. There was a person that I was in love with that would always make me be the one on top.
Dennis Eckersley.
No.
Okay, go ahead. I messed that up. Yeah, he always wanted
you
on top.
And at that point, that's when you take your bra off because he's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, you probably gave him a concussion. Could you imagine just
sitting
like
there and slapping him across the face with no hands?
Do you think that why he like preferred that, just so he could just like gawk the whole time? I mean, yeah, that'd be.
I like that.
I mean, I don't know if his hands are big enough.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like, I am smothering myself right now like gravy and onions.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.